سيدي الرئيس، يتشرف وفد مصر بإلقاء هذا البيان.
My delegation, for my delegation, it's an honor to make this statement on behalf of the Arab Group. The Arab Group wishes to thank His Excellency Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner, for his statement and for sharing with us the challenges and achievements of UNHCR. We commend the efforts made by UNHCR for refugees and everyone falling within his mandate. We are concerned at the persistent migrant and refugees flows, more than 82 million throughout the world, knowing that developing countries are in fact the hosts for more than 86% of these flows. We must redouble our efforts to try and lessen the burden of hosting these persons so that we can share it and provide humanitarian assistance. Our group believes that despite the significant economic efforts resulting from the pandemic, our countries have continued to protect refugees fleeing from old and new conflicts, and we continue to protect refugees pursuant to international instruments. The UNHCR report presented at the steering committee confirms this. There are crises continuing in the Arab region, and this has resulted in 17 million refugees. Half of them, roughly, are children. Arab countries receiving these refugees must shoulder a heavy burden with economic, social, and other effects. According to a World Bank study, we have seen an increase in the poverty rate in host countries as a result of the pandemic as well. And in the host community, increasing numbers of persons have fallen into the poverty trap. And despite this, we have continued to host and welcome refugees. And as part of our COVID response strategies, we have tried to offer them health services. We have ensured that refugee children can access schools, have provided identity papers, as well as support and protection for women and girl refugees. We have also ensured employment provision for refugees, together with a partnership with UNHCR and other international organizations. In Tuzla, we have tried to ensure that there are voluntary contributions made to charities, and have also used the Zakat funds, which has covered more than 1 million refugees last year, and have cooperated with the Islamic Development Bank. And these are all reasons why we must preserve the humanitarian nature of UNHCR, which must distance itself from all political controversial issues. We believe that UNHCR must avoid any drafting of a document which could lend itself to a confused interpretation or could prove controversial. We must ensure there are vaccines for all against COVID-19 and must ensure that refugees and IDPs also have access to vaccination and to health services in host communities. The Arab Group believes that the Executive Committee has been debating appropriate solutions, and this was the appropriate response to move forward at this stage. The Arab Group welcomes the holding of the High Representative's next December to confirm voluntary contributions in relation to the Global Forum on Refugees, the private sector and others participated in the preparation of this meeting. But despite this, we must ensure that the governments have a central role and continue to have a central role in preparing such meetings. We have heard about lasting sustainable solutions to the phenomenon of migrants and refugees. That's very important, but we must also ensure the voluntary return for such refugees, particularly in North Africa and the Middle East. We have noticed that the displacement of these refugees to third countries is below the expected amount. So we must continue to cooperate and avoid the closures of borders. We must also facilitate the re-establishment of refugees. So there must be a sharing of tasks. The appropriate solution is the voluntary return of refugees. The Arab group is well aware of the difficulties and problems stemming from climate change, which is something that can exacerbate migration phenomena. This is why we must establish the status of refugees pursuant to the international status. There must be, we must draw a distinction between those who are displaced for that reason and those who cannot be considered refugees. But there must be a participative approach which ensures that there must be a peaceful settlement of all of all conflicts and eradicate terrorism. We must root out the deep-rooted causes of the phenomenon and provide humanitarian assistance to establish peace and security. Thank you.
Ambassador of Egypt.